Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Good morning, video games. Welcome once again to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and with me as always...
Hello, filthy animals. It's Ben Vanell here, and with us as always...
Adam.
Someone's just started a new job. Very tired.
No, I was going to say the king, and then I was like, no, that's coming out of the gate too strong. And also, I don't know if I agree with the monarchy. Mm. I like the institution. I just don't like some of their decisions.
And with banter like this up the top of the show, it is absolutely no surprise whatsoever that we've been nominated. This is completely true, yep. Folks. The Australian Gaming Awards. Mm-hmm. This little podcast that you listen to each week and, dare I say it, enjoy.
Hey, maybe not every week. Maybe you skip an episode here or there.
Yes.
Numbers suggest that you do.
Maybe you listen every week, you don't enjoy every week.
Yes.
Or maybe you don't listen every week, but everyone that you do listen to, you enjoy.
Or you could even enjoy the weeks that you don't listen just in life.
Possibly. Mm. I wish we could be nominated for that.
Yeah.
Best non-episodes.
Yeah.
You know, just for how good people's lives in when they're not experiencing this.
Most skippable episodes.
Yes.
I think we would be a shoo-in for that.
Yeah. This is a hot contender so far. But yeah, this is true. We are nominated for Gaming Publication of the Year.
Yes.
Which I'll pull them up there. This isn't a publication.
Hey, don't pull them up anywhere.
We definitely absolutely publish it. I think the button literally says publish on the podcast upload.
All right. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm thinking really old media. Dude, in the terms of like,
get that shit out of your head. It's dead. This is the new world and we're the kings.
All right.
I was right.
Yeah. Well, we are. Tommy's Rupert Murdoch.
Yes.
That famous non-king. That guy owns the world.
He's got no money. Nah. We publish a written description as well. So that's true.
Maybe that's what we're nominated for.
Yeah,
not even probably. The content of the episodes, just the episode descriptions.
Yeah.
I want to just quickly, it's the Australian Games Awards.
Ah, okay.
2018. So if you want to go to the website to vote for us, it's Australian Games Awards. I'll look up the specific website because I want you to vote for us.
Yeah.
We all do, yeah.
Yeah.
This came as a surprise to us.
Not to me.
Really?
I don't think I told you guys this, but I noticed about a month ago that they were just taking write-ins for submissions. And so I just tweeted about it once. And that's why we're in the mix. But baby, we want to be right at the top.
Wait, so is it because you... Ooh. Hold on, sorry.
You just tweeted them to say, hey, this show exists.
Yeah.
Because there are a few people in
our... They got all of our images and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are quite a few people in our category, but it's still only like 10 or so.
It's 20 or something.
20, yeah, it's 20. Yeah.
But there's no way that it's like they've literally just found everything on the internet. It can't
be.
I mean, maybe it is. But still, look, we want to take this thing out.
Yes.
Yeah. We genuinely think this would be great for us.
Mm.
And I mean, I don't know. How transparent do we want to be? We think it'd be funny.
We think it'd be hilarious.
Let's be realistic. Think it'd be very funny if we won.
I can see people genuinely wanting to win and be like, oh, I'd love to win an award. I want to go to a ceremony. And I don't even feel that in my heart of hearts. I feel like it'd be funny to be on a red carpet.
Big time.
And no disrespect to anybody who does want to win.
No, it's almost like I'm admitting I'm a weird person because I cannot even take it seriously.
Yeah, but that's why, see, us winning would be funny for us, but anyone else winning, that's not funny.
No.
So if you like humour, you are duty bound to vote for us.
Correct.
Because no other nominee... It's going to be funny if they win.
Yeah.
None of them.
Yeah.
None of them have that.
Yeah. For us to pull this off would be hilarious.
Yeah. For the winner of Best Gaming Publication of the Year to be something that involves a person who didn't know that you could click a stick in to run in most modern video games until about 4 months ago.
Yeah.
I mean, what an upset.
As of today, I have played an hour of video games in the past 2 weeks.
Yes.
For that to be the person who is a third of the winning team.
Yeah. Now, Ben, what's your thing that makes you wildly unqualified?
Just
you love No Man's Sky.
My favorite game is the worst game.
That's our acceptance speech. It's just you holding court about how much you love No Man's Sky.
It's expanded so much in the past 12
Guys,
months.
The updates
have destroyed it.
Mario Tennis Aces, guys, I'm here to talk to you about it as I accept this award. Give it another chance. They've got Shy Guy in it now.
Look, hey, everyone, I finished a game I thought was real medium. It took me 40 hours, but I did it.
There's a third person mode now. Oh, yeah. Man, it's so good.
I promise that I will do, like, the biggest moments of
what is he going to promise?
Awards show history. Britney Spears kissing Madonna.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Adrian Brody kissing Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm. Yes. David Letterman saying Uma and Oprah over again.
David Letterman apparently saying Uma and Oprah over again. Mm-hmm. When Frank
Grimes?
No.
Skinner?
No.
Underwood?
No, it's going to have to be a real person.
Damn.
Frank Skinner is a real person.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. His name's not Frank is the biggest problem. James Franco.
Right.
When he wore a dress and everyone thought it was hilarious.
Yes.
Oh.
I promise I will one up those award show moments.
Oh, what about Ali G kissing Eminem?
Ali G kissing Eminem.
Yeah, a lot of kissing.
Hey.
It's funny.
Nothing more photographable than a kiss. Is
Boys, you know what
it.
That means. Oh, no. If we win, we get up there. Three-way tongue and sesh.
Oh. Yeah, and it'll just look like we were a reverse version of that Transformers that had three heads.
Yeah.
Just all looking in at each other like you put them together the wrong way around. Or it'll just look like we're having a meeting.
Yes. Doing a podcast.
A close-up. Yeah, that's how we do Not a lot of people know this about our podcast recording technique, but we face each other as close as we can because we've only got the one microphone.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah, we're gathered around this like an old doo-wop band.
Yeah.
Just the one microphone. All holding our ears so we can get the pitch
or
whatever.
I'm a man of constant sorrow right beforehand to check.
So, yeah, this Games Awards, it's also... So, yeah, it's our category is pretty much the only one that's, like, talking about games-based. There is an esports one, but by and large, it's best developer, best action game of the year, best year game of the year, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And there's just a couple of, like, reporting-based ones.
Yeah.
Oh. But that would be... imagine that. Us and, like, Red Dead Redemption 2 having something in common. That would be fucking incredible.
I'll tell you some of the categories that will be alongside, shoulder to shoulder with, almost as though we were recording a podcast with them.
That's a little bit too far away.
Australian Developed Game of the Year presented by Bethesda, so it's nice that that category won't be finished yet.
Yes.
Breakout Creator of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who created Breakout, but I'm sure it was one person, and to give them an award every year.
Well, they had to bounce their ideas off a lot of different people.
Hey, there he is.
That is very.
The comedy computer is firing up, boys.
Gaming Publication of the Year is us.
Yep.
Independent Game of the Year presented by Nintendo. That actually kind of makes sense, the Switch being an independent thing. I was going to make a joke about it, but then as I said it.
That's,
Oh, Play of the Year. Fuck you, Sports Tonight.
Oh.
What? They've got Play of the Year. I don't know what that is. They just do it. And that goes to Hamilton.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like...
I wish we were nominated for Play of the Year.
It's specific esports moments.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon Left Click will win.
What are they there? Can you read them? Like, what are the play? What sort of stuff do you have to do to get nominated for the Play of the Year?
I'll tell you. To me, they don't make any sense.
Saying the N-word over Xbox Live.
Yeah, Michael Richards.
Reading out someone's address.
Michael Richards and Ninja.
That little girl from the Kendrick concert.
Yeah.
She's up for it. So, Aces 1v4 Ace.
Okay.
We all remember that.
Who
doesn't remember where they were when Aces with a Z 1v4 Ace?
Okay. That thing or person is good.
CJ RLCS Walkout.
Okay. This is way less of a satisfying avenue than I thought it was going to be.
Dexter Ninja Diffuse.
Okay.
Rizraz Matchpoint Clutch Six Masters 2018 Clubhouse versus Nora Rengo. Sam Baxter Dragon Ball FighterZ Grand Final win at BAM 11. That one I understand.
Yes.
Okay.
Most of.
Yeah, when BAM was 11.
And the last one, Tainted Minds beats Optic Gaming 3-2 in the Pro League. Now... A lot of people don't take esports seriously.
Hollow Knight's nominated for something, and it's a great game, but it didn't. Technically, it came out last year.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
Brand of the year.
There we go.
I reckon Oral-B.
Did you get a new electric toothbrush?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
But that's like peripheral stuff, right?
No, I think it... Well, let's have a look. Up for brand of the
year. Electric toothbrush is a peripheral.
Are Mad Cats up for anything?
Do you want to hear the nominees for brand of the year?
Yes.
There's 404 Page Not Found and Go Back to Home.
I think Go Back to Home's in with a chance.
Good about Go Back to Home.
I hate walking simulators, man.
But yes, if you can't tell about by the fact that we've talked about this for 10 minutes now, we are passionate about this.
Yes.
How good would it be if we win? And we'll do something. If you guys get us over the line, we'll do something nice for you all. How about
absolutely.
That?
Oh,
we'll put out like a little extra thing. We'll do something.
Absolutely. Yeah. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
If we win, genuinely, that would be... fuck it. I'm excited.
Yes.
I think that
big
would
time.
Be cool.
It would be fun.
Time.
It would be fun. As disingenuous as I've been, like, it'd be so fun.
Yeah. It's an honor I barely know her.
If we get nominated and we go up to the... and
the
like
dais?
We win.
They call it the Deus Ex at the Game Awards.
To go up to the... to go up because
to
it's
the
in
ceremony,
Sydney.
Yeah.
Yeah, to go up to the ceremony. This is how committed we are. We will do it, even though it would be a huge fuck around for all of our lives.
Yes.
It really would not be convenient for any of us in any way to do it, but we will do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I've just started a job and I will sacrifice potentially be employment at that job to fly up to Sydney for this.
Yeah, we don't know how we would do it, but we will do it.
It's almost doable to go straight from work to the airport.
And get the first flight back.
Even
in the morning.
If you're late to the thing, like, yeah. Yeah.
You walk through the door onto the stage to collect your award.
Yeah.
That's sick.
No, I mean, I'm quitting the job. I'll say,
right.
Fuck you, motherfuckers. You ever heard of the Gamer Awards?
The Game Awards.
The Games Awards.
The Australian Games Awards. Me neither.
What do you think we could leverage of this victory into? We got to do Oprah the Secret. We got to do positive visuals. Like, when we win.
We'll be the first AGA EGOT. If you put Australian Game Awards, and then an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
Oh.
Right. So we're one step closer to that thing that we just invented.
EGOT's a real thing.
No, I know the EGOT's invented.
But the EGOT.
The EGOTter.
Yeah.
EGOTter, I barely know.
There we go.
So we'll record an album. We'll write a play.
Mm.
Yeah.
We'll make a movie.
Yep.
And a TV show.
Yeah.
We don't, because like I said, I'm still dubious of the fact that we're even a publication. We've somehow snuck into this.
Yeah.
So hopefully we could just get this in.
Oh.
We could just get an Emmy for this somehow. You know, we could get a Tony for this, you know.
Well, what is a podcast? It's sort of an album.
Yes.
If we put out video, it's kind of a TV show.
Yep.
I reckon most things that win awards at some point plead their case on their own content to be included.
Yeah.
Yeah, please vote for us. AustralianGamesAwards.com and then go to Best Publication of the Year.
We'll put the link in all of the posts and stuff as well. Mm.
I genuinely think it'd be cool. Only do it if you think we are good.
Yeah.
You know, don't just do
I
it
don't
because...
care. You, yeah. I'm fine with you voting for us even if you hate us.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're hate listening right now.
Mm.
Anyway, good stuff. Australian Games Awards. Go vote for your boys.
I think everyone's hate listening at this point.
We've gone on about this for far too long. When do we want to do this?
Let's do it now.
Do you want to do it
in the middle? In the middle.
In the middle?
Yeah, have a little... It's so mysterious.
Have
this
a little
good sizzle.
Yeah.
Maybe have a little lunch break or breakfast break.
Okay. Yes. All right. Well, we'll talk about other stuff. Mm-hmm. So there's a bit of news. What do we want to start on here?
Well, Red Dead Online is launching this week in beta mode.
Every publication worthy of an award has a pause before they go into their news.
What next?
What else has been going on?
Remember opening EGM and there'd just be one page that's just white with black text going, what should we put on the next page? Okay, they decided to review Sonic now. That's interesting.
Remember how Frost Nixon started with David Frost going, fucking unlocking his phone.
Nixon, you got anything?
Hey, Nixon, you, what do you think of planes and seats and you know, got a good mattress? How's your shower? Mm-hmm. Starting with the bullshit we started at the start of episodes is what I'm doing there.
Mm-hmm. Nixon won an award.
Did he?
President.
Yeah, so I think by the time people hear this, some people will already be in it.
Yeah.
You can be in it right now at the time we're recording it, right?
I believe so.
So yeah. The way they're rolling it out is it the date that you have access depends on your region and what version of the game you bought.
And when you started playing it.
And when you started playing, yeah.
Right. So that's so weird.
If you bought, Ultimate Edition, you're in early. If you started playing Normal Edition on like day one, you're in like the next stage. And then it's like, I think staggered after that based on region.
I think the last day is Saturday. So everyone else is this Saturday.
Right, right.
Yeah, which would be me because I didn't play it for like 4 days or whatever. Yeah.
The way that fucking GTA Online launched, it makes sense that they're doing something different now because that's
a smart way of staggering it. Yeah. Mm. And it is nice to see a little reward for if you're like a diehard in on the ground floor. Like you only get it a couple days early, but that is cool.
Yeah.
Like if you care about it that much.
Yeah.
I bet it'll still break.
Yeah,
oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So we don't know details as of recording this.
I know some details because I did a lot of reading today. So they've already announced like a lot of the.
What a great gaming publication. We know nothing. Actually, I know heaps.
They've released like a lot of the sort of challenges and games. Like you can do like.
I was looking at a spoon. Instead of, I just realized I was looking at my reflection in a spoon.
Hey, don't spoil the content that we have coming up later.
Instead of fucking doing my job.
Oh yeah, shit. Like death matches and challenges and shootouts and duels and. Maybe like capture the flag stuff. Like they've released like 10 or 12 modes.
Okay.
Apparently the like basic thing is you go into a server, obviously, but it's like a big open world and it's all player versus player. So you can like go in and play story missions and do stranger missions and stuff like that.
The regular single player game stuff or separate multiplayer content?
It's separate multiplayer content, like new content. But while you're going about doing this stuff, a guy can just come up behind you and shoot you in the head and take all your shit.
That's life, brother.
I mean, it is, but it's really turned me off.
That's what GTA Online was.
Yes.
And that's what it was. It was people flying jets into each other and suddenly a motorbike hitting you and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which does sort of happen in the game a bit. Like we've talked about how when you can greet people, all those interactions that you have where you think, oh, I'll kind of fuck with this person, but people turn on you so quickly in the game that kind of happens enough normally anyway. But there is a big distinction between those people being spread out across a vast world and also being CPU, which can kind of be scaled down accordingly.
Yeah.
And that being a real person who knows how to play the game really well and heaps of them.
So there's already been griefing is a term.
Yeah.
There's been that. There's been people camping out at like the ends of missions and you know certain locations just to fuck with people, just to shoot them after they've got
really?
Yeah, yeah, of course that's already. There's no way to stop that in a multiplayer game though.
Except for having non-PvP servers, which I don't believe there are.
But you're talking about the I guess. But that's the single player game at some point, like.
But yes, that's true, but there's like World of Warcraft, it's not all player versus player.
No.
It's people banding up to do bosses, it's grinding and upgrading your gear and it's just like that's in Red Dead Online apparently and you can get robbed at any point.
I think I want that chaos though. Like I guess it's just a thing where they had to go one direction or the other.
Yeah.
And I think how successful GTA Online was, following that as a model makes sense.
Yeah, they can't not do that. Yeah. Like they've made billions of dollars from it. Why would they not?
Like maybe the idea of, what was it? There was something. Maybe
he's back at the spoon, Tommy. I saw his
eye. Am I going to have to confiscate that?
No, never. Look, I'm going to use it to gesture instead.
Wow, this is worse.
You were complimenting me on it just before. You're like, this is a nice spoon. Well, and now you're just transfixed by it.
They are nice spoons. Hey, I think you're going to have one less spoon after this, brother. So I'm going to shove it up my...
Well, I have too many. I bought a full set. I live alone, you know?
Yeah. How many spoons are in a full set?
I think I've got like 10 or something.
What?
Yeah, wow. Something like that.
A Brady Bunch motherfuckers, is that a full set for?
And it's very depressing when I get to the point where I'm like, yeah, there's none in the drawer because I just haven't done the washing for that long. Yeah. 10 spoons. And it's not even like every meal I eat necessitates a spoon. That's just 10 breakfasts worth of dirty... Anyway, what were you saying?
We all got distracted by the spoon.
There have been some things where multiplayer, like if you want to do a PvP thing, it's not that at first, but then you can go up and challenge someone to a duel, which weirdly makes sense in the Western context as well.
Yeah.
But as long as you're going into it knowing like this is the vibe of it and don't get angry.
Yeah, sure.
Then that could be fun. And it's more fun than the idea of a car barreling into you.
Yeah,
someone actually having to, in the more not slow pace, but in the more kind of restrained,
yep,
real world-ish game that Red Dead is, that sort of interaction there sounds more fun to me.
Yeah, potentially. It's I'm not like pissed off. I'm just a little disappointed that I can't have a more relaxed experience.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, my ideal scenario for it would be get on and just it's just with mates. So yep, just me and my boys riding around, and then we do a heist. We do some robberies and we do some gunfire, but it's not against real people. It's just like a super hard computer version.
Mm.
That's probably the absolute limit of online stuff that I'd be into.
So you can pussy up, right?
Yes. Apparently, though, and again, this is like I've read this today and I don't know, it's not all been confirmed necessarily, but you can pay real dollars to have a permanent posse of your friends from your friends list.
Okay.
And so...
What do you mean like
guarantees that you're going to be friends in real life for the rest of eternity.
You go to your friend and you say, I'll give you $100 if you play Red Dead with me.
Yeah, so it's like stuff from my life that's in the game.
Man, you fucked my wife. I can't have anything to do with you. Well, I gave Rockstar $20 one year ago, so...
Do the words lifetime pass mean anything to you? Best value I paid, $99 for... Yeah, so what does that mean?
It means that if you don't do this, then you'll spawn into a server and posse up with a random collection of people.
But so, if you pay, if it's you, always going
to
be...
It's like you have...
So you have to pay for matchmaking with your friends.
Yes, basically.
Fucked!
There's a posse leader and whenever they're on, you join the posse with them automatically or like, you know, by, you know, when you want to.
Man.
Rather than it being random. It seems annoying.
Yeah.
That was going to be my next question is like, what are the microtransaction things like? Because GTA, every time there's a fucking sale on like a PlayStation store or whatever, right at the top all the time, shark card.
Yeah.
Megalodon.
Mm.
Fuck you.
I'm surprised I haven't seen more about that, like people up in arms over that, because that is having to pay an extra to play with your friends.
Yeah.
Specifically with your friends. That's fucking...
And
brutal.
I already pay a fucking extra for Xbox Live Gold and for PlayStation Plus. Like, I pay that twice. Three times with Nintendo's, which I don't use.
But,
three times? What? Oh, yeah, you mean you have three.
I've got three.
I think you mean you somehow had been tricked into buying three separate online subscriptions.
That's what you
got
to do, right?
Buy a cheeky leprechaun.
Yeah. Mate, if you can think of a better way to unlock Balloon Fight, then I'd like to hear it.
So it's like for a permanent match-made posse thing.
That's weird.
So, yeah. Hey, maybe there's not been uproar because it's breaking news.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out. I guess by next week, we hopefully will have been able to play it a little bit.
By the time this goes to air, hopefully.
You will have?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I played it day one, so.
Ah, okay.
I should be.
But I think that means you get in on Friday,
oh,
maybe.
Oh, really?
Maybe. Yeah. Because I'm at the very end, which was Saturday. But I can't remember if I was reading it based on Australian times or. What?
Oh, yeah. It might be different.
Yeah,
but I'll be playing it this week. I want to see what it is.
Yeah.
And I want to get in early so I'm not like...
So you're not gunned down immediately. Yeah. That was my big thought too. Like, this is probably the only time I'll play it is on...
Yep.
The way I imagine, and I might be wrong about this, and it will be able to... You will probably, whoever's listening to this, will be able to prove me wrong about this by the time they're listening. But...
I'll stop you there.
I imagine it'll be 2 weeks of it being fucked, 1 week of it being okay, the rest of it of being everyone's better at this than me, I can't enjoy it.
Yes.
That's fucked as in
you can't connect broken or whatever.
Yeah, big time. It must be so stressful being a company like that and like staring down the barrel this week going, this is going to be fucked.
Oh, and we are you must need to work it. Like... 100 hours a week to be able to do something like this.
Well, you know, you haven't worked a little bit harder than what you normally work under a situation like this.
And look, you don't have to, but if you want to leave,
then, I mean, everyone else is, so it'd be kind of weird if you didn't.
You like spending time at home, do you? Yeah, we can arrange that.
Yeah, I mean, I actually find work satisfying and take pleasure in it. Pride, even. So,
yeah. I mean, I'm grateful to be here is the thing for me. So 100 hours, getting paid. Not for all of them.
You know what?
Not running a charity here.
I'm grateful for the effort that Rockstar put into Red Dead 2 because I just finished the story.
Yeah, right.
I finished the story like last week.
Yeah.
I finished all of the missions last night. And baby, it's a good game.
Yeah, I'm back in. I went away for a bit and then I was saying to you guys during the week, last week, because the last couple of times I'd played it, I'd sunk in a good 3 hours at a time minimum.
Yep. By the way, we won't spoil anything.
Yeah,
of course not. Yeah.
And I kind of didn't have any time like I kind of only had like an hour at a time, and it was just stressing me out to like not have a good chunk. But then this week, you know, I've been bailing on social engagements. Like I'm deep back in.
Yeah.
But also having the stress of like, I just want to finish this fucking thing. Like yeah. I'm really loving it, but also, you know, it's getting, you know, we're getting near the end of the year. We're getting close to having to do our game of the year chat.
Yes.
And yeah, I just really want to get it done.
Yeah.
But I am enjoying how episodic it is.
Mm.
Like every time you move camp or you come to a new town, it really does feel like a season of a show. Like the whole chapters, the way it's divided up.
Yep.
I'm finding that like the way that I sit down and progress through things in a 3-hour period.
Yeah.
It does feel like I've watched 2 or 3 episodes of a TV show before I go to bed.
Yeah,
like
nice.
The amount of stuff that I get done.
It's an obvious comparison. I think I've already made it. It reminds me of Deadwood.
Mm.
I'm thinking of like writing like a big thing about it because I think that the narrative of the game is genuinely great.
Right.
Like
yeah.
I think the overall narrative, what it tells and the themes that it uses are actually the most mature of a video game. Maybe not the moment-to-moment dialogue, but I think, yeah, it does some good stuff.
I definitely like it. I think the best way to do this is when we've all finished it.
Yeah,
do a
yeah.
thing where
anyone
who's finished it will do a spoiler because I can't talk about it without thinking sure. of stuff to say that will wreck it.
Yeah.
And I've not quite finished that the last
patch. Oh, really?
You know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
We probably, that will end up being in the Game of the Year ep.
No, we'll do it as a separate thing.
I think so we should do it separately.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, good.
Anyone who wants to avoid it can, because it's a long fucking game.
Yeah.
So I think it's fair to, maybe we'll put it at the end of the Game of the Year ep or something.
Is there any way you can look at how long, you like time-wise, you've been playing?
So it doesn't have it, obviously, in the game.
Yeah.
If you're playing it on the Xbox, I think every game logs something somewhere.
Oh, right.
There probably is some similar version on the PS, but I've never gone looking for it. Anyway.
You can tell actually by the size of your beard because it grows constantly as you're there.
But yeah, I just wanted to check in and say I've finished it and I love it. And yeah, we'll talk about it more.
It's a good game.
Another time. What else is in the news?
So there's a couple of little things here. 20th Century Fox have trademarked the name Alien Blackout for use with video games. So they're doing another Alien game, but who knows what it is. I don't think there's any information on whether or not it's Creative Assembly again, who made Isolation, which is, I think, the one good Alien video game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe Space Invaders. But other than just like Creative Assembly, I remember there being a thing a while ago that they were working on a shooter, but it wasn't made obvious what it was. But then also a lot of the people I think who were involved with that first one, because I fucking loved that first one.
Yeah, me too. I played it like a year, like very late, but loved it. Yeah,
I think a lot of those people are gone from the company now, possibly. We'll see what that is, but it's cool that they're making that. It's likely that we'll find out at the Game Awards.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong here. This isn't the Australian Games Awards.
Yeah, this is a far inferior one.
Yes. Yes.
This is the one that guy Jeff
Keighley
does. And he, there's going to be, 10, at least 10 more than new announcement video games.
Yeah, so when did this start that it became a place where stuff gets announced?
It's slowly ramped up every year, it looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it used to be, he's a guy who used to do the Spike Awards, I think, on TV.
Yeah, he is.
And so there were some things there because it was like, oh, it's TV.
Yeah.
That's big here in 2008 or whatever it was. But yeah.
What? TV was big?
As these... TV was.
I guess,
More so than now.
Yeah, that's
in
true.
In 2008, yeah.
Yeah. What I watched it.
Yeah, true.
I don't even own a TV. You know, I just read books instead.
You got a big fucking TV right there.
Yeah, he's leasing it.
I'm not letting you... I was looking at the corner of the room in the reflection of this spoon, by the way. The
Tommy and I have the same TV. Have we talked about that yet?
Yeah.
Do you
have we?
Yeah, yeah.
Have we talked about it on the show? Yeah.
Oh, no, we haven't talked about it on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, and my friend Chuck has the
Please
same...
do talk about it on the show.
My friend this Chuck has great. The same TV as well, and it's funny to me that, I've never... Like, it's just not an item in your house that you ever think... It's like going, what are those bowls? I've got to get those exact same bowls. It's not a... It's Well, now I know the same thing's going to happen with the spoon.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're from IKEA.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go get some. What is the TV?
It's a Samsung.
Yeah, I forget the model. We should give the model.
It's
we
like
plug
it. N700 or something like that. Because I did have to... I looked it up and it was still on special.
You both like it?
It's fucking great. Are you in the market for a new TV?
I'm gonna get one too.
The official TV of Filthy Casuals.
Yes.
Let's get Samsung on board to sponsor this, but just for that one model. And so we urge people every week, do not buy anything else that Samsung make. Yeah. Just this one specific model of TV.
And we get like a finder's fee or something. That'd be great.
But it is weird knowing that you own the exact same TV as two of your friends. Yes. And in the case of you and me, not only that, but I know for a fact that you and I have all the settings exactly the same. Because you sent me an article and you were like, it was one of those insane tech nerd websites where they're like, here's what we found is best to have the gamma set on.
Yes. Yeah,
and I was like, I'm definitely going to do this.
You can't make fun of the person's voice as you're saying, thank you for the advice.
Yeah, I did it and I enjoy it and I relish it.
I was like sitting there with this website open and the remote like matching the numbers going, I cannot believe I'm doing this. Yeah. This is a low point.
It's like a nerd dad move or something. Like, no, I'll change the white balance. It'll look better, darling. It'll look better.
But it is funny to, know that two of your friends have that exact same model and also then are playing the same games as you. Yes. And multiple times while I'm playing Spider-Man thinking, God, Chuck must be loving this.
When I get one as well, can we not go to each other's houses but call each other on the phone, have the same movie ready to go, and on 3, 2, 1, hit play.
And record a commentary.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll do that.
It's what I always used
to
love.
Remember though, you ever seen like the ads for, it's like a couple's underwear thing, and even if you're in different cities, you can push the button on it and the other one, the vibrator goes off.
Oh, wow.
I want to get us some of them as well.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah, to go with the TVs, sure.
And we somehow have a program where it's like syncs up to the movie like a rumble pack. You know what I mean? So if an explosion goes off, our dicks are just vibrating rapidly in our pants.
Okay.
It's good stuff. Guys, it's a great TV. If you're in the market, I vouch for it. It gets the Filthy Casual seal of approval.
You could remember what it was. How are people going to find the Samsung, whatever it is?
N700, I think you're right. 65-inch.
4K,
got 4K. All that stuff.
It's a nice looking HDR. TV.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like every other TV in the world now.
This is what our acceptance speech at the Australian Games Awards should be.
Absolutely.
Us plugging the Samsung N700. So
no,
Samsung, if you're
even
listening, send out a company-wide email. This is going to be free press for you guys.
Yes.
I don't even want to plug it there. I want to play this part of the podcast into the microphone on the stage
and lip sync along
out of
to
my
it.
Phone.
Well, we have like duct tape over our mouths.
Yes.
As a form of protest.
Three Merlins up there.
So 10 things being announced at the Game Awards. That's exciting.
Mm,
yeah. That'll be cool. Yeah.
I love watching that thing ever since they brought fucking the Bic Man in. Remember the Bic Razor Man?
No, the robot?
The Schick Hydrobot.
I will never forget the
Schick Hydrobot.
The Schick Hydrobot, who they kept having to, speaking of fucking shoehorned in branding, they had to fucking keep
imagine
cutting.
Shoehorning in the Schick Hydrobot into a piece of media.
Man, if you put the Schick Hydrobot, the smooth and delicious Schick Hydrobot.
Six blades
and 100 tons of fun.
I love knowing that me, Ben and Chuck all have the same Schick Hydrobot. Makes me feel really good.
This poor motherfucker in a big robot suit. Anyway, yeah, that'll be cool. I reckon Death Stranding will be there again because it's been there every year, and Kojima and Jeff Keighley seem to get along. Who knows if it'll be like Sony anything? I imagine not.
Mm.
Like, I'm thinking a lot about a PS5 now because of their E3 stuff and what the fuck they're going to do with that.
Mm.
So, yeah, could be cool. But
we don't
know what that is yet.
There'll be some good stuff to talk about.
Yeah, the last thing that I had here is that there's probably going to be an HD re-release of Skyward Sword on the Switch.
Yeah.
So,
which could be a Game Awards thing, given the proximity of the director of Breath of the Wild. I don't want to butcher the pronunciation of his name, but he did an appearance at one of those Zelda.
Eiji Inuma.
Yep.
I'm having a butcher.
Yeah.
I thought I would nail it coming out of the game.
You did.
Eiji Inuma.
Okay.
You shrugged as well.
He made an appearance at a Zelda symphony concert thing and said something to the effect of like, a lot of people been asking about that Skyward Sword HD. How about that? And it's like, have they?
Man, that game sucks.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's just the controls. It won't be fixed by being on the Switch because, A, they'll fucking make you play it with the motion controls, I bet, which they've done with some games.
Yeah, I was thinking about it and I was like, if it had a lot of the handheldy stuff taken out and it didn't have the motion controls in it, it could be really good. But realistically, neither of those things will happen.
But yeah. Even then, it's too repetitive in its content where it sends you back and forth. Like, I think it was just a bad game.
I don't remember enough about it other than really, really, really liking the visual style of it. So yeah. That upgraded in HD, I would be into. Like, that based just on that being my memory of it alone. But, yeah, I don't know.
I know plenty of people do like it as well.
Yes, yeah.
But, yeah, I just... Also, it's another fucking re-release on the Switch, so yep. Who really gives a shit?
Yeah, it will end up being them having the fucking... using the Joy-Con for the motion control in it.
Like World Ends With You sort of thing. Yeah. But you've got to be able to play everything in handheld mode, so
yeah,
maybe they can't.
Or using the touch screen the instead fucking, of the... Yeah.
I don't even know how you do it, though, because the motion controls weren't just in placement of a button press. It was directional.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you can hold a button and use one of the sticks or what they'd do with it.
Yeah, but who knows? It could be nothing. It could just be him being a cheeky little chap, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Should we get to our little thing here?
There's one piece of news that we should just mention. Australia is having a Senate inquiry into loot boxes.
Right.
Which, I mean, like, we'll find out what happens. When did it happen? Belgium or somewhere did it recently? Or?
I think there's been a few places that have had words.
Political, you know, inquiries into, whether it's gambling or not. For it to impact us potentially is interesting. I mean, I don't know.
We've got really strict import and consumer rights laws.
Yeah.
So it affects both of those things because almost every video game is an import.
Also, gambling advertising laws are relatively strict and getting stricter in Australia.
Yeah.
So,
The gambling stuff would be a big thing, but it's a consumer rights shit as well where, like, we have massive... The word ombudsman is a scary word to a lot of people here. So
it's hard to pronounce.
Ombudsman. Eiji Anuma.
That would be really interesting where, like, our censorship laws in the past have been a lot stricter as well. So games that were easily, you know, released overseas without much furor, like, ended up being censored or not being able to be released here.
Yeah. Mark Echoes Getting Up. I reckon they just looked at the title and they were like, nah.
Yeah.
It just sounds shit.
But that would be interesting for stuff to be being censored here, not because of, like, violence or anything like that, but because of, it having loot boxes in it.
Well, that's, I think, in China the case with a lot of things where they had to start detailing exactly what the odds of everything happening were, exactly what could be won or not in things.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. All right. Guys, we got to stop hyping it up. We got to get to the main event of this podcast.
The Australian Games Awards.
People have probably seen in the description that there's a big exclusive on this week's episode and they want to know, and we're here to tell you. Now for this bombshell, this exclusive content, I'm going to have to go to the fridge and get some milk. Ben, do you want to take, or do you guys want to take the reins while I go and
No,
do
let
that?
Ben do it.
Adam, would you care to?
No, I would love it for Ben too. The first person who you wanted to
do it. Well, let's work out between us which one of you should do it, and then I'll get up and I'll go get the milk.
It was sent to me. I corresponded with the person who sent it to us, and I brought it to the recording. So, Adam, you take the lead.
Now, this was sent to us by an unknown...
Listener Warren sent this to us. He requested we call him our sugar daddy. I refused to do that. he sent us a couple of boxes. Let's reveal what exactly this is.
This is a big pile of... this is Super Mario cereal.
Yes. So we heard about this a couple of months at least.
Years.
Was it a year ago?
It was fucking ages ago,
Right.
That's why the first thing I asked was, what's the expiry date on that box?
Yeah.
Look, trademark and copyright 2017 Nintendo.
Oh, man. It came out around the time of Super Mario Odyssey. Like, right around the time. Right. Maybe within a month or so afterwards. So that was over a year ago. That was October last year.
Fuck, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Wow.
The full title of this cereal is Super Mario Cereal, Mixed Berry Cereal with Marshmallows.
Mm.
Naturally flavored with other natural flavors.
Oh, great. Yeah, always good to double down.
The ingredients are whole grain oat flour.
Don't read all the ingredients.
Sugar. Degerminated yellow corn flour.
Degermination, my favourite Australian sketch group.
Rice flour, oat fibre, contains 2% or less of corn syrup. And this lists every other object because it technically contains less than 2% of every other object in the universe.
Can you tell me, why is there an ad for the American Olympic team on the top flaps?
Oh, there is too.
Wasn't the Olympics this year?
It's a proud sponsor. I think It's the Tokyo Olympics.
Oh,
there's the American flag on there.
So it's definitely the the Olympics was this year, 2018.
Yeah.
So the regular Olympics.
No, the Winter Olympics.
2012 and 16.
Yeah.
And then 2020 is Tokyo. And they have Mario come out at the fucking end of the 2016 Olympics. I reckon it's got to be that.
Okay.
There is an American flag, but because this is from America.
It is, yes.
So anyway, it's got a fun little maze on the back.
Yep.
And this... Yeah, so this was...
I can smell it. I can smell it from here.
We talked about this at the time that the box is an amiibo.
Yes.
So you can scan it into Super Mario Odyssey and I think it, I don't know, it finds you a fucking Power Moon or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Some completely pointless things.
Yes.
It would be, I mean, a real missed opportunity. It would be fucking tight if you could dress Mario up like a cereal box or like Tony the Tiger or something like that. But instead it's just like, here's three coins,
you
fucking idiot.
I just want to read out the rest of the ingredients. Some of these are terrifying.
Save it for our acceptance speech.
Red 40.
That is terrifying.
Yellow 5.
Don't read this out before we're about
blue
to eat it.
Blue 1. And yellow 6.
Ooh.
Oh, gross.
Okay, well, we're each going to try some. We've got a little bowl here. This is what the spoons are all about, guys.
Yeah.
You may have been sitting there wondering, scratching your little heads, going, why is there a spoon in the recording this week?
So as everyone takes a bite, I'm going to read out a couple of little fun quizzes on the
back,
too.
Ben, you go first.
Okay, I'm going first.
Which character trait describes Mario? A, courageous. B, shy. C, mysterious. Or D, naughty? I'd say E, all of the above.
Yeah, courageous. He's a little naughty, though, I guess. Ben, what do you got?
It tastes fine.
Okay.
Really?
It tastes like normal cereal.
Did you get, because it's
I don't think I got a little, I'll get one of these.
Because they're sort of like,
little marshmallows.
I don't know, how would you describe the main bits? They're kind
little
of
stars, rice, they're starfishes.
Big kind of, almost like a big puffed up rice bubble.
Yeah.
But then there's these little coloured bits that are
marshmallow Yoshi.
They're called marshmallows, they don't taste like marshmallows.
Yeah. They look like Yoshi eggs. Or something like that. And the
it's extremely sugary.
Very sugary.
Yeah.
Which is Mario's brother and trusted sidekick?
Luigi.
Please,
wait for
Ben.
The options.
Ben, please.
Sorry. A, Bowser. B, Toad. C,
Luigi.
D, Shy Guy.
Well, he said Luigi quietly, so I'm changing my answer to Shy Guy.
I love how quickly you chimed in, Ben. Literally nothing was at stake there. You're like, Luigi! You're not on fucking Burjo's catchphrase, mate. There's nothing to be won or gained or lost here.
What was Mario's original name?
Luigi!
A, Mario.
Mm-hmm.
B, Jumpman.
Mm-hmm.
C, Wario. D, Mr. Mustache.
Adam, stop reading that boring quiz and eat this cereal on mic.
Yeah, eat the cereal.
Yeah, okay, I'll eat the cereal. I've got
Mr.
it like...
Mr. Mustache is Tommy's real name.
I've got it kind of mushy. Stop talking,
Adam, and eat the cereal.
I've got a pink bit and I got some stuff.
Well,
oh, hell yeah, dude.
My friend, wrong time to have your mouth full.
he's done it again. Wow, this is great.
Yeah.
You should eat cereal every week.
Oh, it's fine. They're not marshmallows, though, are they? They're
little bits of sugar.
It's pretty good.
I'm
really hungry, and I've just had that thing where
I want a bit more.
Starving, and you eat a little bit of something, it just makes you way hungrier.
Yeah, I'm eating some more.
So I haven't
That's
been
fucked
eating...
me up.
I haven't been eating carbohydrates or sugar for a while.
Uh-oh.
So that tastes fucking insane.
Yeah, someone's going to be hypo for the rest of this.
Yeah, I'm kind of off sugar as well. It tastes like pure sugar to me.
Yeah.
This is maybe an American thing too. I mean, breakfast cereal is often very sugary.
But not so much here. Like, really, it's...
Those little fucking colourful things are a concentration of sugar. The likes of... Maybe I'm tasting the red 40.
Probably.
But...
Can I raise a pertinent question at this point?
Yes.
Why are we reviewing this when A, it's not available in this country, and B, even in America, I'm pretty sure you can't get it anymore?
Yeah, it's sold out. It's not in production anymore.
What is the point of this segment?
It's an exclusive.
We have so much actual stuff to talk about, and we've spent 15 minutes talking about cereal. Guys, this is our best step.
Yeah.
We should submit this for the 2019 Australian Games Awards because this is good shit.
Take a photo of Adam with the cereal.
There's 8.4 ounces of it and it's best if used by January the 5th, 2019. So we got away with it, fellas.
Yeah. We got. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to serve this up for my family.
Do you
want to
pose
lunch.
With the bowl, Tommy?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. Yeah. I'd absolutely love to.
This all now feels like stuff we should have done off mic. I mean, snorted this cereal off of our friend Mike.
Yes.
There was big debate of like, should we have the cereal poured and ready to go? Should we have the milk in, or will it go soggy?
Mm-hmm.
How should we just pour the cereal in? Should we have spoons ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
I campaigned to have the spoons lying out because I was like, why wouldn't we? It's not like they're going to be a distraction and end up being detrimental to the quality of the podcast.
Oh, you haven't worked with Adam Knox before.
He's now distracted by the box.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do the maze.
I'm doing the maze. And honestly, I got a little lost.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this sugar is going to really pep up the rest of the app.
Woo!
Oh, baby.
There's a little thing, like, so there's a game on the back called Hungry Yoshi,
mm-hmm.
and you trace the paths of, like, this rope that Yoshi's about to run on to find what Yoshi will eat next. Do you want to hear what he eats next?
Mm-hmm.
The order goes, what, coin, mushroom, there's a little Goomba. And then Peach's crotch is the last one.
What?
It really
points
is.
Points right at it.
Wow.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
He'll have some pink bits in his mouth.
Yoshi, it's cool.
Yuck.
Ba-bang. The cereal.
It's not Ben. It's the box that did it.
Well, that was boring.
All right. Let's move on to another exclusive that we have for this week.
Yes, indeed.
Our show, we got invited along to Nintendo HQ for a hands-on with Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing we probably put that in the description of this episode. So shout out to everyone who's waited through 45 minutes of other content to get to this.
Yes.
So yes, they invited us out. It was for 90 minutes alone with the game. Now, you boys couldn't make it. You had work. So I took Kate Dennett and Luke McGregor, friends of the show.
Yes.
They came out with me. And it was super fun. It was very nice of Nintendo to invite us along.
Yeah.
And they kind of sat and they guided us through the game. I also found out that there's a few people at Nintendo who listen to this.
That's very cool.
Including a guy who was excited to see us on the list, coming into his work, but then also bummed because he's currently in Japan. He missed us being in there.
Oh.
So sucked in. That's your fault for being in the best country on earth, you fucking idiot.
Yeah. We're more likely to have run into him in Japan.
Yeah, big time. So it was divided up into half an hour with the World of Light mode, the spirit mode.
Which that's the top down map thing.
The map thing, yeah, the main single player.
Kirby's
campaign.
The only one alive.
Yep.
He's trying to save everyone.
Yeah, the big cinematic from the end of that last direct.
Okay.
Plays at the start of it. And then
just go through that first and then say the rest, or list the rest and then go first? We're doing this contents. Are we doing an index at the top?
I'd like to do a little contents page.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Mm. Half an hour with the classic mode and
turning the page.
And then half an hour with just like us all playing against each other.
Right.
What was the middle half hour? I think we shouted over
the classic mode.
Okay.
Yep.
What's that?
Well,
Smash Brothers.
Now, what do you want? I can't.
No, but what's the...
The other single player mode, the traditional single player mode.
As in just like an arcade thing.
Tournament.
Like this person after this person after this person. I didn't even know that was in there.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. So...
So, yeah, World of Light and the spirit stuff is kind of the biggest addition to it. It's it's a brand new thing for this version of Smash. It's very, very hard to explain without kind of seeing it. Like, there's a lot going on with it. So it's basically this overworld map that you are making your way through. All you're doing in the overworld map is going on to battles. So there's no side-scrolling bits. There's no other bit apart from battles.
Sure.
But the battles are focused around you winning these spirits, which is the big thing that they talked about in the direct.
Mm-hmm.
And the spirits are like, little items that you can equip to yourself to maybe one of them makes you a lot faster. Maybe one of them, gives you... You always have bombs equipped as an item.
And the
there's
spirits,
thousands of them.
The spirits are little... bits of art of characters other than the ones who are the most. So it's like, I remember like Otacon being one of them or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all weird, obscure characters who... Yeah. And so what they do to your character when they're equipped are in some way related to that character that they represent in some way.
So Sonic wouldn't be one, but if it was Sonic, he would make you fast.
Yes, okay. Exactly, yeah. So like, I think Tails...
Sonic, Jewish, makes you give it up for Lent. Have I gotten my things crossed?
Lent
there?
Is Christianity.
I think I should have gone.
And Ramadan is the other one where you fast. Hey. And that's not Jewish either.
Oh, right.
I love all people. I think I'm a melting pot.
You love all people if they're Jewish.
No, if they, I'd put all three together in the big three. And the rest are all equal as well.
The big three. The big three.
I've got 30 minutes with each one of them.
Bet you wish you hadn't interrupted now. Hey, smart guy.
Heiji Anuma.
Which one's classic mode?
So, yeah, we got a bit of time with that. And it seems it's really fun and it seems like pretty in depth. Like there is. So you start with just Kirby and then you. So most of the battles are you getting a new one of these spirits that you can use to equip yourself. Mm-hmm. And then I think every 10th one or so is like you just fighting an actual fighter that you then have unlocked and you can add them to your party.
So who are you fighting to get the spirits?
So the spirits are kind of, you fight kind of like the best, the way that the game can kind of best represent that character.
Right. So is it, this
I
is
remember only, that from the direct.
Yeah. Is this only in the World of Light mode or that spirits mode? Were these as well?
It's kind of both. So there is a spirit board mode where you just can pick one that you want to try and get and it'll enter you into that match.
And are they separate from the World of Light ones?
They are separate, but I believe once you've gotten the spirits in that separate spirit board mode, you can then also use them in World of Light.
Okay, ooh. But they're different fights. And because the thing
I believe they're all different fights, yes.
I was always interested in whether or not every spirit had one of those matches.
Mm.
Yeah, so the spirit board, when it comes up, they're all kind of random. So you kind of get 4 minutes and it's got a board of about 8 of them and you pick one that you want to go get. You go in to do one of those fights and and then you'll come out and it'll show you how long you have left with that board to choose from those options.
Oh, right.
And then at the end of the 4 minutes, it resets and they're all different ones.
Okay.
So there kind of is a pretty like frantic pace of like, you can't just scroll through the list of all of them that are in the game. Like you'll turn it on and it'll be like, hey, here's 8. Have a crack at getting as many of these as you can. And now here's another 8.
Right. So almost like how Splatoon rotates the maps. But on a smaller scale.
On a smaller scale and with way more. Like there's, I think they've said there's like, over 1,000 of them in
of
the game.
Spirits, and they each have their own fight.
Yep.
Okay, then I am super into that.
Yeah. Mm. Yep. So the World of Light thing, it's got this. The overworld map is really well done, where it's kind of, it does a really good job of blending together all the different franchises that are in Smash, like all the different games coming together, where you can kind of clearly see, oh, we're in the sort of little Mario bit of it now. Oh, and now we're going over this bridge and now we're in Sonic's level. Like it kind of does a really nice job of like contextualizing how all those kind of areas sort of fit in together.
Mm.
And so, yeah, you unlock new fighters and then you can, you know, I think Mario was the first one that we fought. So then you have Mario in your party.
Wait, Mario's in the game?
So then you can choose to be playing as him instead of Kirby. And you can also choose, as you're unlocking all these spirits, I think you can have up to 3 equipped. So you might go, oh, I want to have the one that lets me have bombs all the time or the one that makes me – and the one that makes me jump super high.
Yeah, right.
And so it's kind of all about, just you – customizing the fighter that you like, but then putting all these different weird abilities on top of it. Saying it out loud, it's like, what the fuck am I talking about? But once you're in and you're doing it, because it's just the way it's presented through the menus and everything, it's like, oh yeah, okay, whatever. This is all just some crazy bullshit that's going on. But sure. It's fun. It's a Smash Brothers game. Like they've always been very over the top and very hyperactive. We had a guy there talking us through it as we were playing it and having someone describe it to you as you're also seeing it on the screen and try and take it in was extremely overwhelming. It was like, I think I'll just get this if we just sit and have a bit of time with it.
Yeah.
But I came away from it being very impressed by the single player side of it, which I've never been. I've always liked Smash, but I don't play competitively. I don't get together with mates and play it in big groups or anything like that. Like, I want there to be this kind of thing in it. Yeah. Like, something where you can turn it on and just go through these little challenges, these weird little things where you can just go and try and do whatever. Just do 10 spirit challenges or whatever it is. Like, it seems like it's set up really good for, being able to just, play through it solo. There's a lot to do.
Great.
That's what I want it for.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we played the classic mode, the traditional kind of
arcade style fighting game.
But they're all themed really interestingly, where it's not just you pick a character and then you play 10 random fights in a row. Each character has their own specific sort of not like theme to all the fights that you do. So Andrew Levins was telling me today, he read this somewhere, that if you play as Wolf, his fights...
Like, we actually went and saw the game. You're like, well, my friend told me.
Yeah, but we didn't get to play as this guy. So I don't know how... I think this has maybe been leaked
or something. Who did you play as?
We played as Duck Hunt
Dog. And what happened with Duck Hunt Dog?
So Duck Hunt Dog, they're all... It's all kind of hunting themed.
Right.
So we played a boss that was... And there's bosses in the classic mode that aren't fighters that you can play as. So the boss in this was like a huge monster from Monster Hunter, where it's just a boss battle. Like
the
Rathalos
thing that's like a trophy, the assist trophy.
Yeah, it's like a traditional kind of 2D platformer style boss battle where it's just got a health meter that you, and then that's the final fight of the match.
And so leading up to that, is it just regular fighters, or are they, what's leading up to the boss?
I'm trying to remember because we were switching around a bunch while we were while we were playing it and kind of talking to the reps that were there and stuff. So, but that's kind of how it was explained to me, was that they're all themed.
Cool.
So they're all the matches based on who you pick are kind of, they're going to be the same every time.
Yeah.
Because they're very deliberately themed around who you've picked.
Cool. So the game has come out, like not deliberately come out, but people have access to it now.
Yeah.
It got out somewhere and now like pirates and shit are able to play it. So this thing that Levin's heard about is probably true. Mm. What was that thing?
That thing was Wolf's one of that is...
Star Wolf guy?
Yeah. You fight against people who have not, I think were from the Wii version and didn't come back. So, you know.
Right.
So like some characters that were in A version of it and haven't been back since.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
So it's stuff like that.
Yeah, they're kind of abstract themes sometimes. Mm. That's
okay, cryptic crossword version.
Yeah.
So I'm sure Mario's one is just, it's all, you know, classic Mario villains, but they're all kind of themed, where I think in the past it's just been like you pick a character, you play 10 matches, but they're just kind of random, or you just play through the same kind of version of them with every character.
Yeah.
But this is all kind of, themed around different interesting battles and stuff.
The thing that's not back for this one, I believe, is like the target, like jumping around, kicking the targets in a level that's just a sort of blocked.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there were a couple of other things like that.
No, we did do one of them.
You did?
Yeah, yeah. We did some form of side-scrolling in the middle of the classic mode.
Right.
As like a little bonus level thing.
Okay.
Yeah, we did one of them.
Cool.
So yeah, that was really cool. And it's got a thing where you set the difficulty at the start and it's sort of, you go between between 1 and 5,
yeah.
but you can do like to the decimal point. You can slowly scroll it up.
Right.
And if you win the match, it goes up a little bit. If you lose the match, it goes down a little bit. And then at the end of it, you get a score based on what the difficulty was for the entirety of the thing.
Right.
Cool. So there's a bit of replayability in there and like trying to get the high score and whatever else. So yeah. And then for the rest of it, we just did, we just had 4 of us playing against each other. And, you know, that's what you'd expect, what we've seen from it from years and years and years of Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
They had the GameCube controllers there for us to play with, which feel great. I forgot how good that controller is.
I've never, ever used it.
Oh, really? It's a really, really good controller.
Yeah, you'd recommend getting the version where I get the controller?
I reckon you would hate it if you've never used it. It's a weird controller.
Because I've always hated the N64 controller.
Yeah.
It's a little more molded
than that. Yeah,
right.
I think it's just going to be down to personal preference of the little, you know, it's like any controller. The PlayStation controller feels really bad to me, but some people love it. It's just down to your hands and your personal preference. It is molded really nicely. Mm. Like, it's kind of got the prongs of the 64 controller, but they're a bit more rounded at the back and they've kind of got little grooves for where your fingers kind of rest on the back of it.
I always really liked how the shoulder buttons would push in analog for a while and then you could click them in real satisfyingly at the bottom. And it was like a different function often. But the reason people get so funny about the GameCube controller with Smash in particular is because Melee used that controller and people got used to it with that.
And isn't that the biggest one for esports? Or it was for a while.
It still is. Yeah. It's, but I don't think the controller necessarily has an intrinsic benefit to playing that game.
Right.
Like,
it's just the one they used.
Yeah. And it's mapped out for it and you know it, but I don't think you would mind using the Pro. And you really like the Pro controller, right?
Yeah, the Pro controller is great. I kind of regret...
Don't worry about the extra money that it requires.
I used the GameCube controller for the whole time we were there and really liked it and was like, oh man, I should have done at least a round or two with the Pro just to kind of get the comparison.
Yeah.
But
it's definitely not an essential thing though to get that.
Yeah, we had great fun playing together. The single player stuff left me really, really impressed. Mm. Where that was the Wii U one didn't really have much in the way of single player stuff to do, so I didn't end up playing a lot of it. Whereas this one, I'm really excited for now. I mean, very nice of them to bother getting us in as any kind of PR exercise because it's going to sell like fucking hotcakes.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether I get on here and give a good take on it from the preview or not,
it is the most pre-ordered Smash game and Switch game. Of all time.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything else there was to say. Oh, McGregor is really bad at it. Like, really, really bad at it. So, because the first...
I just hit you in the face, sorry.
Well, that was very funny, too, because you could tell that the people that at Nintendo, recognized him, but, like, did they also kind of, like, what? So, why is this guy just randomly here?
He's a friend of the show.
Because for the first hour we were doing single player modes and just kind of passing the controller along when we would die. And McGregor just constantly just falling off the edges within seconds.
Jeez.
Man, really bad at it.
Tommy Dasilo saying this.
Yeah. How's Dennett?
Dennett was reluctant to go in at first because I think she was like, oh, I'll just be really bad at it. And then after two or three rounds of McGregor just fucking it, she all of a sudden had a lot of confidence about how she'd go and was like, actually, get me in there. I'm not feeling so self-conscious anymore. We were playing the four-player ones together. At a certain point, some of the Nintendo people, some of the other people that were in the office came in and we played eight-player.
Ooh,
and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think, Smash kind of has that similar thing to... like Mario Kart, where even if you're doing really badly at it and you don't really know what's going on, like you're still having a good time. Just the chaos of it is still fun.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of always been the charm of it. Like if you're a few people in our Facebook group were asking like, oh, I've not really played one or, my wife, I'm into it, but my wife isn't. Like, would she have a good time with it? I think there is so much customization in this where you can put a lot of handicaps and stuff on. You can play against someone and you can make them really powerful and you can, bring your own stats really down to make it a bit more of a fair fight. Like, as much as there is, it is intimidating because there's so much going on. There's actually so much in it that lets you kind of make it as accessible as you want it to be for people who've never played it before.
Yeah, which it's kind of always been that way. I remember playing the 64 version, I guess, and not owning a 64 and, mates being like, all right, we'll give you an extra couple of lives or whatever.
Yeah, you could do that sort of stuff. And you can customize nearly everything. Like you can make your own speed really slow and you can make the other person really fast. You can have all sorts of advantages and disadvantages and stuff. But heaps of fun. It's out really soon. A really good time.
Nice.
A really good fun game and cool of them to let us have access to the whole game. We could play as whoever we wanted. They had I was gonna just say something about something that was in the room that's very boring.
Table.
Oh, this
there was
actually,
a TV.
This was funny. We were allowed to take photos of whatever we wanted in the room, but then in the main foyer at Nintendo they wouldn't let us photograph in there.
Oh.
They've got like a big Perspex Pikachu and I think McGregor wanted to get a photo with it and the lady was like, we don't let people get photos in here now because some teenagers came in one time and put some I think they maybe she didn't outwardly say this, but I took it as something like some teenagers came in and got a photo of them like pretending to jack off Pikachu and put it online. she wouldn't say it, but she was like scooting around and I was like, I reckon that's what this was.
Yeah.
As soon as you said teenagers, say no more.
Yeah. The number of photos of like, the Ronald McDonald's that used to sit with their legs crossed out the front of McDonald's is?
Yeah.
Plastic ones. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I used to jack off real people while they sat on them.
Nice.
Anyway.
It was funny because then she was like, oh, you can't get a photo of that Pikachu, but
why wouldn't
can.
It just be the rule, like, you can
you
get...
can't jack
like,
off
yeah,
Pikachu.
Hands above your head.
Mm. Yeah, but she was like, oh, you can go and get a photo of that Nintendo sign at the front, which is like... a little grey sign that's maybe like 3 feet off the ground that's just on the side of a freeway. And it's like, this doesn't really, He said, "I want to send this. I want to send a photo in here of someone to make them very jealous." Mm, yeah. And then she's like, "Well, what about a photo of that road over there? That'll drive them insane."
But then you did get a photo with the game, which
we
was
got
cool.
a photo with the game. Yeah, they let us. They let us do whatever we wanted.
Well,
to do.
Well, hopefully, after revealing the Pikachu information, we'll be allowed back next time.
Get this. I mean, they should make it a tourist trap.
It's a good thing they don't listen to the show.
Yeah, shout out to everyone in there. Bring the cereal. Import the cereal into Australia now that we've done all this work for you.
Yeah. And hey, open your office on a weekend so we can all come and we'll have a big party. Yeah, but that's awesome. And genuinely thanks to Nintendo for continuing to invite us to these things.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was really cool.
Dude, thank you very much. I'll fuck Pikachu.
Speaking of fucking Pikachu,
dude, I've been fucking around with Pikachu
yes.
a lot.
Yes.
Oh my god, that cute little bastard. I used to not like Pikachu because he was like the front man of Pokemon. Well, front woman, man. I guess.
Is and he a woman? Is
the Pikachu I have in the game?
Well, the pronouns
is a,
I've got for Pikachu are way out of date.
The Pikachu I have in my game of Let's Go Pokemon, Let's Go Pikachu,
yes.
is a female Pikachu, and she's my pal.
Oh.
I'm really into like being able to give Pikachu a little scratch on the head.
It's great, isn't it?
Dressing up Pikachu with the little hat and shit.
And I've got Eevee.
Fuck off. Anyway, Pikachu's adorable.
I'm having the same feeling about Eevee.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And we like rubbished the Pokemon Eevee last week. It's cool. It's kind of cooler.
Which really pissed people off.
It's really, yeah. A lot of people are mad about that. Well, I guess it's like we're kind of out of touch with Pokemon because we would have really got into like those starter Pokemon from the first 150.
Yeah.
And Eevee was always kind of like thereabouts, but not that didn't have that much personality.
Well, it has been for years a really, really popular one in Japan.
Right.
It's like it's one of the main popular ones in Japan.
But Eevee was always the evolutions to me though, so I never paid attention to Eevee itself.
Yes.
But Jolteon, Flareon, and Vaporeon.
Oh,
and I'll name
right.
you every other of the original Pokemon if you want.
Yeah.
But Bulbasaur, Ivysaur, Venusaur, whatever.
It kind of works. It's like, because like, you know, the Let's Go games, they kind of end up being like a little Tamagotchi thing where you like feed them and pat them and all that shit. Eevee is just like a cute puppy dog thing.
Little dog, yeah.
And it's like, oh yeah, cool, I actually love this character now.
Man, Pikachu's the same way where I'm super into the small aspects of pet looking after that they put into it just as like a fun little thing. The game, look, I've been playing it like a tiny bit before I go to sleep or something like that.
Right.
And that's good because it will put you to sleep.
Yeah.
The game is, I really like it. It's got such a positive vibe about it and stuff. But
there's no challenge?
None.
None at all.
Like catching
purposefully, it seems like.
Definitely, but I don't know if that's a fun way to make a game.
Yeah.
The battles, you can't lose.
Yeah.
The catching of the Pokemon is so easy.
Yeah.
You get a million Pokeballs to catch everyone.
Yeah.
The catching isn't even battle them anymore, which I didn't realize this. I think we must have talked about this.
Yeah, we definitely talked about it.
I guess I didn't wrap my head around it because it's such a core thing of Pokemon is that you fight them until they've got a little health and then you catch them.
Yeah.
But you literally can't battle them.
Yes.
Yeah.
They show up and you press a button.
You throw the ball at them until it goes in.
Yeah, it's nuts.
I think I've got like 140 Pokeballs or something. So even sometimes you go to catch them and they break out. So you do have to occasionally, well, more and more as the game goes on, you need to throw a bit of food to them to distract them, and then you also need to get those. There's like great balls, and then I think there's ones above that.
There's ultra balls as well, and
so you need to use eventually, like later on ones, you need to use them to have a better chance of actually catching them and it sticking.
Later on's my favorite evolution of Eevee.
But there's not really.
Mine is Wildon with Brooke Burke.
Oh, wow, deep cut.
There's not really like any great degree of skill behind that. It's just like, oh, just keep throwing berries at it and then just keep trying to catch it using different balls.
It turns the interesting thing of less being about trying to catch a Pokemon more like I want to complete my collection of the Pokemon. I'm feeling that a lot more than I have with any of the other games.
Yes.
See, that's the thing. Everything you're saying about it, I don't mind. Like,
In
the same way that they're not random encounters, like that you see them in the overworld.
That's good.
And you go, oh, that's the one I want. And you know you can just go and get it without having to fuck around and just do this superfluous battle to just get them down.
Yeah.
That being said, I hope that this isn't a thing that carries forward to...
Oh, no,
The next proper one that
they
make.
It absolutely won't. I think what this is story mode. And you only have story mode. You don't have easy, normal, hard.
Right.
And yeah. And it's for people who liked the original generation of Pokemon. It's just a fun nostalgia trip,
for
I think.
Yeah, exactly. For a nostalgia trip, I don't need the big, like the big involved thing of everything in it. It's like scratching that little itch of like, oh, I remember all these. Oh, that's that one in 3D. That's cool.
Yes. Like, I'm literally remembering where each of the people was standing in the original game. And
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
It looks great.
It looks nice.
Yeah.
You know, the music is nice and it's well kind of produced. It's just, it's the same thing as when you go, when that Nintendo, the online arcade thing, whatever, the NES games launched, you play Super Mario Bros. 3 for 20 minutes and you go, I remember Super Mario Bros. 3. Mm-hmm. And I've reached the point, I got to like Mount Moon. And I was like, I don't know how much more of this I need to do.
Yeah, right. I think that's it's a dumb way to review a game, but I think that's like all it's for.
Yeah,
Have fun with it as long as you feel like it's fun, and move on, and wait for the full proper new Pokemon. We assume.
Yeah, because I'm into that what it's doing, and I think that it is nice, but I think that it's a bad game. I think that as a video game, and what I like about video games most of the time, I think it's got really deliberate, but I think misguided decisions. If you were making something that is an engaging product in the way of traditionally what video games are meant to be,
and every other Pokemon game. But it's just based on the core mechanic of, you know, it's just taken the core of a game that from years and years and years ago that is really, really good.
But then wiped out that core though, because the battles aren't difficult at all.
Sure.
The catching of stuff never feels anything. It doesn't feel like anything. It's just, it's almost more of a chore than the random battles, because even if you're getting one that you want to get, it's just not a fun thing to do while you're doing it. You're just waiting for it to be done.
But then
it's
I think
a task.
It must be fun to someone because it's what Pokemon Go is.
Right. And that's true. But without any of the things that made that
of like
unique.
Walking around and meeting people.
Exactly.
And yeah.
I will say that where I am in it, I've started getting to more and more battles where it's like there is a bit more of a strategy to it, of having to switch out, and not that I know it, you're exactly
I'm
what you're saying. Like the first
on,
couple of hours in it, where it's just like all the battles are just an absolute walkover. But I've kind of started to hit the first point of like, oh, okay, I can't just have anyone come out and just beat this person immediately. I actually need to think about which one I'm bringing out and have a degree of strategy and start using some other things. And yeah, having battles that I'm not winning super easily, like actually having to go like with the gyms, like go to the Pokemon Center in between and like redo all my health and everything.
So I would describe the game in the exact same way as Nox has, but I would do it with a positive tone.
Well, and
it's kind of relaxing. It is.
I agree.
And I'm generally pretty anti-nostalgia in media. Like I fucking hate Ready Player One. But for whatever reason, it's just a calming game to play in between the other shit I've been playing. And I don't even dislike it on like a consumer level of like, it's not worth your money. It's like, fuck, man. Like if you know that it's this like lack of stakes and you just want to play an old game that looks nice now, like I'd say, yeah, do it.
I wonder how appealing it would be to someone who doesn't have the nostalgia for those original games.
Yeah,
maybe.
And
didn't
play them at the time.
Because for me, it just immediately reminded me of like, oh yeah, that's right. This is a fucking great base mechanic of a game. Mm. You have these little things and you have to work out your little it's just very basic, my first RPG stuff.
Sure.
But just reminded me of, how much I love that thing of picking your little team and seeing one in the wild that you're like, oh, fuck, I want one of them. Mm. Like that stuff to me is resonating so strongly I think, and
walking to the next area and going like, oh, this is a fun little bit. I wonder what this person has to say.
Yeah.
And them saying the same things of like, the exact same things, I believe, that they said originally.
Yeah.
Like, I like wearing shorts. But it's got so much quirky little bits and pieces.
And then the music is great. Like it's great. It's well-written music. It was well-written then and it's
I almost
great.
Weirdly prefer like the instrumentation in quotes of the original is better, I think, because there's so few voices, it has to be clear and with all the bands and the live recorded music that this is,
yeah,
it almost dilutes it in a weird way.
Yeah, right.
Where I'm kind of enjoying it less. But again, maybe that's just nostalgia.
I do think it's cool that they all make the same little noises that they made in the Game Boy one. They've brought them
all over.
See,
I don't like that either.
I love it.
I haven't liked that in any of the Pokemon games. So they've still got their little...
Yeah.
I want them to do the cartoon thing of going like... Voltorb.
Right.
I love that shit.
Right.
Yeah.
It is very jarring how it's like one of them sounds like a little 4-bit piece of shit chip tune thing.
Yeah.
And then this one specific one speaks its own name in crystal clear audio.
Well, so that was the same in Pokemon Yellow. Pikachu, yeah, right. If you talk to Pikachu, would go, well, it was on a
very
Game Boy. So it's like,
yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It would do. What does Eevee say?
Oh, it doesn't say Eevee, I don't think.
Does it just go like,
make a noise? When you pat it, it goes, yeah, boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Is Eevee a YouTuber?
Yes. It really does. It sounds like it's going, yeah, boy.
That's awesome. That fucking rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why Eevee's the better version and you should buy Eevee.
I think the main takeaway for me with it was I talked about this last week, but I was out. I was in the lead up to it. I think it's ultimately, for me, it's so much better than what I expected from something that is a scaled down remake of Pokemon Yellow built around people who love Pokemon Go. Like that on paper, I was like, I don't think I'm going to bother with this at all. I don't think it's, you know, it's not even close to being one of my favorite games of the year, but I am enjoying it. I'm enjoying it a lot, and I'm definitely enjoying it a million times more than I ever thought I would based on that being the description.
I agree. I think it is twice as good as that concept sounds.
Yeah.
And I think that concept sounds like about 30% of people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm somewhere in the middle. I really think it's going to be based on your taste in games and even like your mood right now.
Yeah,
like
totally.
I will say that it has made me, super, super keen on whatever the next mainline one is, which I guess was part of the point of bringing it out. Where
agreed.
Previously I was like,
agreed.
Oh, cool, a new one's going to come out. I guess I'll get that. That'll be cool.
They've
to now, like playing through this, I'm like, fuck, I can't wait for this, but with all of the trimmings and in-depth shit on top of it.
They've been doing that same Pokemon cycle for so long that this is a nice little palette town cleanser. And we can go into a new one feeling fresh and rejuvenated.
Very good.
Yeah, boy.
You've played a little bit of Hitman 2.
Yeah. If you're considering playing it,
I will be playing it before next week.
We'll talk about it more next week. It's very much like Hitman the reboot.
Yeah.
Very much.
That is what I'm expecting and looking forward to.
Yes. It's really fun. I've played the first mission and started the second. It's bigger, but also in the weird way of Hitman where it's like, it doesn't really matter how big the level is because the focus is so narrow.
Yeah.
And the
big
possibility...
and narrow. That's me. That's what my dick looks like.
Nice.
What?
Do you understand what I'm saying here to you? I've had too much sugar.
Yeah. Because you're just trying to kill people.
Yeah.
And you've always had like a million ways to do it. It's kind of like it doesn't matter how big physically the levels are. But like it's good. It's a good game.
It's the little moments that you get along the way and how the systems interact with each other in the first one.
And how smart it makes you feel. But sick. Yeah, it's
let's talk about that next week, I reckon.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's us done for this week.
Oh yeah.
Guys, thanks for listening. Yeah, a lot of good stuff in this. Go vote for us at the Australian Games Awards. We'll put the link on all the socials. Filthycasuals.com.au is where you can find links to all of our stuff, including the Patreon where you can support us and get some bonus content for it. We really appreciate everyone who does that. The premium episodes that we put on Bandcamp. My comedy festival show for Melbourne is on sale now. And I believe a Canberra show that I'm doing as well. Anyway, I'll put that on the socials.
I got a podcast called Ooh Spooky with friends of the show Peter Jones and Luca Muller. Luca's never been on the show, but he's a friend.
We talked about him.
Yeah.
We talked about him after the PAX thing, I think.
If you want to have a listen to that, it's about spooky ghost stories, but we'd be funny about it, and I reckon it's all right.
Yeah. Knox and I are still doing Game of Thrones.
Yep.
it's a fun podcast. It's good. It's good shit.
We'll be done at the end of April, I guess, as well. Or no, at the end of June. Dune.
Or, yes, yeah, yeah.
Or, no, not even because it'll be
six. It's six short.
Yeah, like mid June.
Yeah, yeah.
So guys, if you want to hear on. Two men who don't know when their commitment is going to be over,
it's not a podcast about
you.
Calendars.
We do forget everyone's names. So.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Aria talking to me. Just look it up on Facebook or Twitter.
And Ooh Spooky is three O's and an H, which I felt like the H at the end made it into Oh Spooky.
And you're wrong.
I fucking no. I reckon it's Ooh. Three O's would be Ooh.
Mm, okay, so four O's and two H's.
Yes. Three O's same and one H. Yeah.
Okay,
and
right.
a Z somewhere.
You
should
have just called it that. Three O's and one H.
No, that sounds like a filthy thing.
Yeah, true. It kind of does.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Which is what this podcast is.
Thanks for listening. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
it's your boy War Turtle here. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.